This is Bird Note. Today we pay homage to those who photograph birds in the wild. We asked photographer and naturalist Paul Banik what he's learned along the way.
Most of the work of taking a photograph is done in advance of getting that photograph, and it involves both the research work and the field work. On the research side, it involves learning as much as you can about the habitat. Now, once I get out in the field, I then pay attention to the landscape where I hope to photograph this bird. I pay attention to where does the light come from. Oftentimes, I might take a grab photo, as we call it, first, just to make sure I have one photo of that bird in case I never see it again. Then oftentimes what I do is I sit back, oftentimes in a blind, and I watch the bird. I watch where it feeds. I watch where it perches. I watch how it moves. And then I'm able to insert myself into that bird's environment and have as little impact as possible. One of my rules of photography is if I see an interesting event unfolding, I put down my equipment, I stop, I hide, I stay, I watch, I let it unfold, because you realize that what unfolds is much more grand than you could ever imagine.
See Paul Banik's photography when you purchase the Birds of Bird Note calendar on our website at birdnote.org.